Happy New Year to you and yours once again. It's the Overtime Radio Network back on the air with Tim Kolomainen as we recap a week that was and look forward into the week that is. Of course, don't forget we got the Minnesota Hockey On Demand show tonight from the MyFoxHockey.com studios at Fox 9. Also, in that program, we're going to have 12 games recapping highlights throughout the Holiday Classic in St. Louis Park, also some Schwann Cup action, and we'll also have some girls action in there as well. And we have some special guests, not going to let that out of the bag till a little bit later on in the day, so be sure to stop by for more information on that or check the MyFoxHockey.com website as well. Hey, Tim, did my top 10. I want to know if you released yours yet.
I have sent in my votes for the top 10, yep, so I know what they are. I haven't seen the Hub story on it yet, so I don't think those have been released. But.
Of course, this Tim is our famous Tim Kolomainen from Breakdown USA. Will you say the full name of your organization again for me, please?
Breakdown Sports USA.
And what's the website?
BreakdownSportsUSA.com. Can't forget the sports, can't forget the USA, or I don't know where it'll send you.
Do you have to put a paragraph in there, too, when you get that out, or...?
You know what? No space break, no nothing. You just type straight.
I know, but it's like you're typing a paragraph, Tim. So who did you rank number one?
You know, in double A, I think it was fairly easy, and I don't mean to say easy in that you know, there aren't teams that could make a claim to that top spot. But I thought after Eden Prairie went in and won that St. Louis Park tournament, and you know, overcoming some you know, a couple of losses recently, I put them at number one, just ahead of Hill Murray.
Okay, so you've got EP1, Hill Murray 2?
Correct. And I know that'll bring debate. We're going to have serious debate, I think, on top 10 amongst most hockey fans.
Well, no, you and I agreed on that 100%. I went Eden Prairie 1 and Hill Murray 2. And the reason why is I felt as though the path to win the St. Louis Park Holiday Classic a little more difficult when you had 1, 2, and 5 in there, when you had Benilde St. Margaret's, who was previously undefeated, the Wayzata Trojans. You know, granted, they were upended by the Moorhead Spuds, but still, the Spuds played a game worthy of a number one ranked team when they came up with that win. So it's awfully difficult not to put Eden Prairie at 1. The interesting thing, too, is, Tim, except for Benilde and Blaine, every other team in my top 10 has already lost 2 games. Can you think of over the past 4 years when that was the case?
I can't think of a single season like that. You know, between Minnetonka last year and, you know, Wayzata through the first 10 games of this year.
Edina the years before.
Edina 2 years ago, that's right. You keep going back like that, you find that one team that just seems to run away from people and put a little bit of distance. But we're not getting that this year. It's kind of fun to see. Anything can happen.
No, we aren't seeing that this year, and that's the parody that I've been talking about from the very beginning. And you know, this is not to say that none of these losses are anything to be ashamed of, and I still firmly believe that at least 1 through 15, the 15th ranked team has the ability to come up and beat the number one ranked team. So, and the other thing I've noticed is that every section has at least 2 teams that are state tournament worthy as well.
Correct. It's going to make for some great action, not only for the rest of the regular season, but wait till we get into those section playoffs. There's been years where you can pencil in, you know, 4 or 5 of those 8 teams already before the sections even start. I don't think anybody wants to do that this year.
Who did you go with at the number 3 slot?
With number 3, I went with Benilde, actually. And I know that they kind of got it handed to them for those first 2 periods against Eden Prairie. They made a really nice rally in the third. And I think they maybe learned something over those first 2 periods of that game that they're going to carry forward. And to this point, that is still their only loss. And, you know, anytime you lose to the number one team in the state, I don't want to drop them too far. So I slotted them in that third spot. I don't know if you'll agree with me or not on that one.
I didn't. I kept Edina holding firm on my MyFoxHockey.com rankings at number 3 based on the fact that they were 1-0-2 in the Schwann Cup. They didn't lose. They're 3-0-2 in their last 5, and they also beat what is standing as the number one team in the state in Eden Prairie, and it was the same number one team that handled the Benilde St. Margaret's Red Knights quite handily, if you will, in their previous contest. So that one 8-5, 7-2 midway through the third, been well talked about there. So for me, I didn't think the Hornets, even though they lost a shootout to get to the Schwann Cup final to Hill Murray, who's ranked number 2 right now at this point, I couldn't move them very much further below Hill Murray because they're definitely worthy of that slot. So I went Edina 3.
And I can't argue too much against that either for you. I mean, I think teams I have, 3 through 7 here. We put them in pup, shook it up, threw them out on the table, and put them in any order that any random order that we got. You could make a point for just about any of them at this point.
Well, that's great. That's why we're kind of going through this, because you know, I think, you know, for hockey observers, people that love high school hockey, this is half of the banter, deciding, you know, talking about who the top teams are. Obviously, you've got to figure it out on the deck, out on the ice, and get the job done. But, you know, hey, the fact of the matter is that that's what this is all about. That's why we're here, you know. So who did you go with at number four?
I went with your hardest at four. So okay. I didn't drop too much further than that, for the same reasons that you just detailed there.
Well, then I went Benilde four. I went Benilde four myself, so.
There you go.
How about five?
Five, I went with Wayzata. I know they lost two games back-to-back there, but they're a team that I didn't want to drop too far. I still think they have it in them. They just had a rough ending to the week there.
Well, I said in my Dump and Chase piece that they have stumbled, but they will stand up. Eden Prairie has stumbled. Edina has stumbled. Hill Murray has stumbled. Everybody's had these little 1 and 2 game strings because the games that are before them, you know, you get kind of bloodied in the nose and you got to get right back into the ring again. And I think there's such great competition out there. I went with Wayzata at 5-2. This is eerie. We're actually agreeing on this. Who did you have at 6?
Tuned in. One more thing about Wayzata, too. Their two losses happen to come in the two most recent games. And I think people see that and tend to drop, you know, a loss is fresh in people's minds, and they tend to drop a team like that more, you know. Whereas 2 weeks ago, it was Hill Murray that had lost a couple of games, or 3 weeks ago, and people were a little bit down on them and dropped them way back.
Well, I can't take a team with their 10 wins, their 10 quality wins, and move them any lower than that. Only Grand Rapids, the Thunderhawks in the top 10 have achieved that mark at 10 wins as well, and we'll get to them in a bit. But yeah, there's no doubt about it that Wayzata can't be any lower than 5, in my opinion. I mean, someone else might think otherwise, but that's what they are, just opinions. So, who did you go with at 6?
6 was a team, I went with Duluth East at number 6. And, you know, they won 2 games at the Schwann Cup, ended up the consolation champion. And I thought they really played a solid game in that first round loss to Edina. And I thought that game could have gone either way. You know, both teams, it was a toss-up between which team was the better team in that game. And so I didn't want to drop the Hounds any further than number 6. In fact, I even considered putting them at 5 ahead of Wayzata. But then I thought, no, I don't want to let the most recent thought I have on those teams reflect too much.
And
take the season as a whole.
I have a hard time moving a team ahead of a team that's lost today. So Wayzata's already beaten Duluth
exactly.
East. So they have to kind of keep their way there where they're at. But where did you have East last week?
I think I had East a little higher. I want to say I don't remember exactly, but I wanted to say I had them around 5 or 4. No higher than that, though, I don't think.
I had East at 4, so in the 6th slot I had Apple Valley sitting there last week. They had 1 game, no tournament play. They did theirs up in Grand Forks earlier this month, or this past month, and they had a 6-1 win over a pretty crusty team in Eastridge. They're a tough team to play. That's a nice win. So, you know, I can't move a team down for not playing in a tournament and winning, so I had to leave Apple Valley at 6, and then I settled Duluth East in at 7.
Yep.
Who do you have at 7?
At 7, I put Egan in at 7. You know, they kind of romped through the competition down there in South St. Paul, which was kind of expected. I think most people thought they were going to win that championship, and they didn't disappoint. They went in, and I believe they outscored their 3 opponents 16-2. So they took care of business. So I slotted them in at number 7. They've had some pretty nice games this year. They had that upset loss in overtime to Lakeville North, which I think hurt them in the rankings quite a bit. But that's a good-looking team. There.
How about number 8? Where'd you go with that one?
Number 8, I went with Grand Rapids, Thunderhawks. We went back up north and reached for another 7-AA team there.
You and I agree on that slot. 10-1-1 are the Thunderhawks. They went on a nice little run this weekend. After their 9-5 loss to the Hands of Eden Prairie, they're 4-0-1, Tim, in their last 5. They had the Big 12-4 win against St. Spring Lake Park this past week. They tied Lakeville North 2-2. And they defeated Matamidi by a score of 4-3. How about Charlie Lindgren for Lakeville North making 45 saves, including 5 in overtime, to keep that one at bay at 2-2 at the IRA Civic Center in Grand Rapids? And Charlie Lindgren is the real deal, and he's going to be a problem for the entire section, 1AA, and even the state field, because the Panthers are not going away.
Yeah, that's it. Real interesting down there to see that. I would be very afraid to see him in a playoff game, that's for sure. He's already shown he can beat some top teams there.
So we both go with Grand Rapids at 8. How about 9? Who'd you have there?
9 is where I put your Apple Valley Eagles.
Ooh, a little bit low. Look at that, disrespecting. Yeah. Jerry Hayes will be calling soon.
I had to put him somewhere up there for sure, but I wasn't quite sure where to slot him in. And you know what? It could be again, like you mentioned, not playing in a holiday tournament. A little bit of out of sight, out of mind, I think, for some people with Apple Valley.
Well, not this cat here at my Fox, as they obviously sat at number 6. Wasn't going to move them. Number 9 for me was Egan at 6-2-1. They have won 4 straight. Solid in their efforts in the South St. Paul tournament. They shut out North St. Paul 7-0, beat Woodbury 5-1, and then had the 4-1 title win over the South St. Paul Packers, the host South St. Paul Packers. They have won 4 straight since losing 2-1 to Charlie Lindgren in Lakeville North, whom at some juncture is going to have to start getting some consideration in this thing. And this is after Egan started 2-2-1 on the season. But you know what, Tim? They got a huge week this week as they take on the Minnetonka Skippers on Tuesday. They have the Apple Valley Eagles on Thursday and then Eastview on Saturday. But those first two games are really going to take us a long way in seeing where the Egan Wildcats are fitting in, especially when it comes to sectional play against Apple Valley.
Yeah, you and I have, we have Egan and Apple Valley flipped in our rankings, and now they go head-to-head this week. It'll be a good chance to see which one of us can boast a little bit.
Ooh, we're going to have a little battle of the polls. I love it. At number 10, who do you have rounding out your top 10?
Well, if we have the same number 10 team, I'm going to think we shared notes before we went on here. I've got Maple Grove at number 10.
You know, I wrestled with it. I went with the Blaine Bengals instead. You know, Maple Grove has 3 losses right now. You know what, Tim? They're absolutely worthy of 8, 9, 10 slot in anybody's rankings. But I couldn't ignore the Blaine Bengals at 6-1-3 anymore. They've just been playing too well. They didn't have enough of the big-time wins in the early part of the season. But I looked at what they did, their body of work, and how they showed up at the Schwann Cup. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stick them in here until they prove me otherwise. But you know what? At the end of the day, and this is going to probably get the Blaine supporters all fired up on me, I do believe that Maple Grove is the better team.
You know, that 10 spot was very tough, too. I considered Blaine. I considered Minnetonka. You know, there were a handful of teams that I wanted to stick in that spot.
I even looked at Holy Angels in that slot as well.
Exactly. Yeah, Silver Division champions there in the Schwann Cup. They put on a good offensive show over the weekend, too. Yeah, it's tough. I wanted to rank 15 this week. I didn't want to just do 10.
Well, we do 10, and we have to make the tough choices. That's why we do what we do for a living. Tim, period number 1 is going to come to a quick closing halt here. We spent 15 minutes breaking down our top 10s. Isn't that something special? Hopefully we created some water cooler discussion with this program. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the Academy of Holy Angels Stars. We'll check in with Guy Olson, their head coach. Joseph LeBate will be in the house as well, as Tim Kolomainen caught up with them during their Silver Division Schwann Cup action. More right after this on the Overtime Radio Network. Yeah.